Is this unusual that the global markets would get smacked around because of the problems here in the United States?
This is really big, and it's not unusual, because what we're hearing in the U.S. is that, you know, we keep hearing about the subprime problem, the subprime problem. The subprime is peanuts compared to the hefty bets that they've made on, you know, the commercial real estate deals, all of these leverage buyouts. We heard these companies, Cerebus and Blackstone Group and Carlyle. I mean, you know, it's not like a bunch of guys put up $1 billion each and bought, you know, Chrysler and Hilton
right.
Hotel. You know, they put up no money down, basically. And it's these other exotic investment instruments, you know, names we've never heard before, like CDOs and SIVs. You know, this is it's criminal activity. And here's the reality, George. There's more debt worldwide than money to cover the bets. And that's what's happening now. This isn't a subprime problem. We wrote about this, and you know you've had me on the air a lot of times, and you received the Trends Journal,
yep,
our winter edition, back in mid-December. And we wrote that when you wake up in 2008, and here's the exact quote, Americans will wake up to the worst economic times that anyone alive has ever seen. We said that on December 17th, and we forecast an economic 9/11, and this is exactly what's happening. All of these markets that are crashing around the world, this is their worst hit since 9/11, and we forecast a panic of 08.
Now, is this a healthy hit?
It is. It is, because of the greed and the debt, the lies, the corruption. That's what's happening here. You know, they love to blame it on the little people. You know, all these people took out mortgages beyond. Yeah, they're at fault too, and so too is every American.
But most people, Gerald, would take those deals if they couldn't get a house any other way.
Exactly. And I'm saying, but, you know, we're all responsible for our actions. But the real criminal activity is coming from the top. Listen, that's why you go to Harvard, Yale, and Princeton, is to be a member of the club. There's a company in New York called Macklow Realty. The New York Times wrote this story. They put down $30 million, and they're controlling $7 billion worth of real estate.
Gosh.
And this is only the tip of the iceberg.
You know, I agree with you there. It is the tip. Now, what do we do? What do you recommend for people who are trying to, first of all, sell a house? They need to get out of it.
Well, here's what, you know, we've all experienced losses in our lives. I mean, I've gone through plenty of mine, and you have to take your losses. So what we recommend, and we just recommended it to someone today, we don't give financial advice, but this was a family member, and I said to them, get as much as you can get and take what you need to get yourself out of debt. That's the real issue here. Because you're going to be able to rent quite cheaply in the coming months,
mm-hmm,
because there's so much overbuilding. So that's what we recommend. Don't look to make, just look to break even and leave with a little bit left. That's what we recommend. Because these prices are going to continue to decline. Look, they're still in this country. I mean, it's amazing. They're still talking about the possibilities of recession. I was listening to Bloomberg today, one person after another. They're talking about maybe it seems like, you know, and on and on. We're in a recession. We're heading. Oh, by the way, the panic of 08 is going to be much worse than the Great Depression. And here's why. When we went into the Depression, America was we had a trade surplus, not a $9 trillion debt. When we went into the Depression, most people didn't own homes. They didn't have home equity loans. And they certainly had no credit cards. You know, now we have $1 trillion worth of credit card debt. So we're going into the slowdown at a much worse rate than we were during the Great Depression. And there's no bailout. The government cannot help on this one. $150, $200 billion bailout. This is peanuts. It's chump change. The war is costing, what, $2 billion a week to run? And $2 trillion in debt.
Oh, my gosh. How do we get out of it, Gerald?
We don't.
We don't.
Well, there's going to be a readjustment of a quality of life in this country that people, most people, are not ready for. But there are ways to survive and thrive. There's going to be plenty of opportunities. But as a country, we're not going to get out of this unless they devalue the dollar. And they've done this in many countries before. They'll call a bank holiday. You wake up, your dollar will be worth dimes on the dollar. And then we'll work our way through it maybe in 10 or so years, like in Argentina and Brazil and these other countries, you start to get back to parity.
How often can we get bailed out by the Chinese or the Arabs with all their billions?
Well, you know, they're owning the country. I mean, it's criminal.
They're picking up deals
now,
in
my opinion.
They've got the cash. So, cash is king. Donald Trump said that. They are picking up deals now, Gerald.
Well, they are. The current events form future trends. There's nothing hidden here. We saw Citi and Merrill, America's largest bank and America's largest brokerage firm, just last week. Citi took in $12.5 billion. They just took another $9.5 billion a couple of weeks ago, 90 days ago, and Merrill another $6 billion. They were just begging for billions. Where did they get the money from? They got them from Kuwait. They got them from Japan, Singapore, Saudi, Korean governments, and China. And you know what the big lie about this, George? They call where they get the money, they call it sovereign wealth funds that these countries have. How about calling them countries? They're not sovereign wealth funds. They're countries. Oh, the other language of lies, write-downs and write-offs. Could anybody say loss?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So what's happening
Blunder?
Now, they're winning the war, and they're not firing a bullet. They're taking over America. The Chinese, the Arabs, Singapore, they're taking over this country. They're buying out the gems of our service sector society. They sold out our manufacturing. And now we're being beholden to foreign companies when we put our money in Citigroup and do business with Bear Stearns, Morgan Stanley, the whole group, Merrill Lynch, and on and on and on. And by the way, this all happened beginning with the Carter administration. He was the one that first started to deregulate the banking system. All these firewalls were put in place so this would never happen following the Great Depression with the Glass-Steagall Act. And Clinton put the last nail in it, and he gave the country away along with the rest of them.